Good morning, church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us start our worship today. Before the opening song, I would like to read from Psalms chapter 117. Psalms chapter 117 verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord, all nations. Love him, all peoples. For his loving kindness is great towards us. And the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord. Let us sing unto the Lord.
Shall we stand?
Let us pray. Sister Kay, will you please come forward and pray? Thank you.
Thank you, Father, for bringing us all together today to come and worship you and to be in your presence. We pray, Lord, that as we open up our spirits, our minds and our hearts to what you have to say to us today, that we will go home refreshed for the week. In thy precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 from 11 says, He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God our Father. Let us sing unto the Lord. What a beautiful name it is.
Glory and creation. Now renew.
Our Savior's name is powerful. Let us praise His name together in your own words. If you want to raise your hands, you can raise. If you want to clap your hands, you can do it. Let us connect with the Spirit of the Lord. Wherever Holy Spirit is moving, Holy Spirit will lift the name of Jesus Christ. His name is more than enough for us. His name is powerful. Today morning as well, that name is going to do something great in your life. Let us give thanks to the Lord. Lord Almighty, thank you for your great salvation. Let us praise our God from the bottom of our heart. Thank you, Lord. You open our eyes to see the wonderful things in this word of God. Thank you, Jesus, for you gave great hope in our life. You break our bondages. You break our chains. Right now, we all are free in the name of Jesus Christ. Lambara, Sialmara, Dharmasi. Let us open our mouth and give thanks to the Lord. Let us praise our God's name together. Shithala Rahasiya. Rambama Sialmana. Lakial Moro Tolosu Yatare. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seal. For you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth." You know, God chosen us to reign upon the earth in His name for His glory. Amen. We are the chosen generation to reign over the earth for His glory. For Jesus is the Lion and the Lamb. battle belongs to God. If anyone in this congregation, anyone in here right now, if you are facing any battles, dear brothers and sisters, please believe. Please trust in Him. Battle belongs to God. Thank you. Let us pour our heart in the presence of God. Our Jesus Christ, He is the Lion and the Lamb. He is a mighty God. Someone from the congregation, whomever is leading by the Spirit of the Lord. Will you please pray and give thanks to the Lord Almighty? Thank you, Father. Yes, Jesus.
What an amazing Father we have.
Thank you.
A lion and a lamb. All in one. We thank you, mighty Jesus. We thank you, the Holy One of Israel. We thank you, the one who fights for all our battles. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Master, for the protection. Thank you, Lord, for sustaining us.
Yes.
And for providing us, because it is not that same. Thank you, Lord, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Even though at times we face troubles and tribulations, but your grace is sufficient.
Yes.
And we just want to thank you for the day that is called today. This Sunday that we have never seen before and that we'll never see again. And this is the day that the Lord has made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit who is leading us and will continue to lead and guide us. Thank you, Lord, for everyone who is in here. And thank you, Lord, for all those that have failed to be here because of several reasons. You know their hearts and you know how to intervene in each and everyone's situation, because you are the Lion who fights all battles, who has no history of defeat. We thank you, even in our gray areas, we believe and we hope in you. We raise our faith as the Holy One of Israel. Be with us, continue to be with us, and bless us indeed. Everything that is going to take place indeed, we ask for your presence, for your blessings. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Sophia. In the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verses from 12 says, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. And the four living creatures kept saying, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. Let us sing into this now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Psalmist is saying, you are my God and I give thanks to you. You are my God, I extol you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Let us sing once more that verses. There is no other name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us give thanks to our God Almighty. His loving kindness is everlasting. Praise God. Thank you, worship team. Will you all please be seated in the presence of God. Praise God. Thank you. This time I would like to invite Pastor David. Will you please come forward? And Pastor is going to minister from the holy table. Thank you.
Praise God. It's a fantastic thing to be able to come to church and to participate in the communion together. Every song this morning is about exalting the name of Jesus. And I read something during the week, and I'm going to share it just now with you about communion. Something that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Colossae, in the book of Colossians. And we wonder about the cross. We wonder why we exalt the man who was on the cross, but who is dead and was alive, hallelujah, today. But what happened on the cross was absolutely mind-boggling. When you think Jesus came into the world to seek and to save people. He came to die. Next time he comes back, he comes to rule. But he came to die, to forgive your sin and my sin. And in Colossians, Paul writes, and he said that when Jesus was nailed to the cross, all your sin and my sin, whether you're young or old, the whole world's sin was laid upon Jesus. And it says that he was nailed to the cross. Nailed to the cross. Not only his hands and feet, but your sin and my sin at that moment was nailed to the cross. Never to be remembered again. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Every sin you've ever committed, praise God, has been nailed to the cross. And not only your sin was nailed to the cross, the Bible says by his stripes we are healed. And every sickness was nailed to the cross, the same as our sin. And there is one word in Greek, and I know my wife is Greek, but one word I know, and it's telelestai. Telelestai. It's one of those that I love just saying, telelestai. And it means in Greek, it was, if you put it in Latin, well, we wouldn't understand. Pastor Praveen speaks three languages in the Indian fellowship, you know, in our fellowship there. But telelestai means it is finished, nailed to the cross and forgotten. It means the debt is cancelled and the debt, you are debt free. Hallelujah. Never to be remembered anymore. We should be so excited because you don't have to worry about your sins that you've committed. So many people say, I did this, I did that, I did that. Oh, poor me. They've gone. And Jesus has forgotten them. Praise God. Because of the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. And it's in the present continuous tense. That means it keeps on happening. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, keeps on cleansing us from all sin. Hallelujah. We're sin free. We are debt free. Hallelujah. That is fantastic. No wonder we exalt Jesus today. We want to keep on exalting him because, Lord, I am free. I'm in bondage of my sin, and that will get me into heaven. Hallelujah. Not anything else but his blood, almighty, telelestai. Remember that word, it's debt-free. And what they used to do was get a piece of paper and they would write, when you paid up your bill, right, they wrote on it, telelestai, debt-free. I had to apologize to an Indian family who go to the church, and I thought it was a different person who came in to, and I thought, oh good, it's about 2 weeks now that I haven't seen you, and you owe me some money. And I said, you've got to pay for that. And he said, we paid it. I had to apologize 4 or 5 times and say, I don't have to go back to Jesus and apologize. He paid the price for me. So will the service come forward? So when you take the bread and take the wine, say, thank you, Lord, I'm debt free. Hallelujah. Would the service come forward? For it was on that night that Jesus was betrayed that he took bread. He left this behind for you and I to remember him. But praise God, my sins are in that bottomless pit, never to be brought up. We've got memories when someone does something against us, we find it hard to forgive them. But Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for this is my body, said Jesus, which is broken for you. Then Jesus took the cup, and after he blessed, prayed, said, this cup is a new covenant. The old covenant, well, it only covered our sin. The new covenant takes it away completely. You say to God, well, where's my sin? It's under the blood. And he can't see it because we're cleansed, forgiven. The old hymn that says, ransomed, healed, restored. What's the next one? Forgiven. What's the next one? Forgiven. I'm a bit deaf. What's the next one? Forgiven. Hallelujah. We're forgiven. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for your great love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor David. Thank you, Pastor David. Thank you, worship team. Before I'm going to share from the word, I would like to invite Sister Michelle to do some announcement after that. Brother Roy will come and share a small testimony. After that, I would like to share the word with you.
Morning, everybody. You can see I have my Christmas shirt on. I know it's only November, but I don't care. We celebrate Christmas all year round with Jesus, don't we? Oh, some of us do. Don't we celebrate Jesus all year round? Yes, thank you, thank you. So the announcements today are thank you to everyone who has already bought in some candy canes. If you haven't heard, we are giving out candy canes to all of the school children in the three local primaries. We're also going to be giving them out at the Christmas light switch on in Silverdale Parade and up in Burslem as well. And all of the stuff that we're doing, we're giving out candy cane with a little card that has a poem about what the candy cane's got to do with Jesus and why Jesus is important at Christmas, which is amazing that we can give everyone a gift, isn't it? Yes. It is. We are also giving the children a book as well about the Christmas message, which is going to link with the nativity play that we will be doing on Christmas Eve at 4 p.m. So if you have any young children, friends and family, do be prepared to come along on Christmas Eve at 4 p.m. and get involved in our pop-up nativity. For our main church giveaway this year, though, we are asking if you could bring in items so that we can put together food hampers for families and people who are really struggling. And we're going to be working with people from social services as well. So it's not just willy-nilly us giving things out, but we're actually really going to be giving things to families who are really, truly, genuinely struggling. So if you can bring in tinned and packet items or treats and sweets and chocolates, things that are non-perishable, bring them in. We'll have a basket in the foyer to put them in, and then closer to Christmas, we'll be able to take them out. But also, we would like to be able